Our scripture this morning is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. As we prepare to meet our Lord at his table this morning, I ask that you turn with me there. We'll be getting our reading in verse 23. And we'll be reading to the end of the chapter, verse 34. Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, a church that he had established and had spent years there teaching them, but a church that had many different issues and concerns and problems going on. And he is writing back to answer and address not only some of the problems that they have, but also some of the questions and concerns they have. And one of the concerns and questions they have is regarding the proper celebration of the Lord's table of communion and how that was to be observed and celebrated within the church. And what was going on was they would gather together and they would have what they called a love feast, where the church would gather together and have a meal together in celebration. And then and part of that would be the sharing of the Lord's table. But the church of Corinth had divisions among it. And there were some that divided. They followed Paul, some followed Peter, some followed Apollos, and they were divided into different factions. And when they came to the Lord's table, they weren't in unity. And they weren't coming in the proper frame of mind. In fact, when they came to their meal, they were only thinking about themselves, some of them, and not each other, and the part that they belonged to a family. They belonged to a community of believers, but they were to think of one another. And so Paul, in addressing that, wanted to remind them of the proper attitude as they came to the Lord's table, wrote this, and reminded us that what we're about to do this morning doesn't come from Paul. It doesn't come from any of us. It comes from our Lord himself, who gave us this table to remember him, beginning in verse 23. For the scripture says, Paul declares, "For what I received from the Lord, what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give you further directions." Here to read in God's word, his blessing, God's blessing. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together this morning as your family. We know that we gather in your midst and in your presence, that you are with us, and you are in us by your Holy Spirit. You have drawn us together this morning, and you have brought us here intentionally so that we may worship you together and that we may come before your presence. Lord, I pray that we would meet with you together at your word and at your table this morning, that we'd be strengthened and encouraged for having been with you and having been with our brothers and sisters in Christ who we love. For Lord, we thank you for the love that we share, because it comes first of all from you and then from you to one another. And so, Lord, how great it is to be a part of your family and your community of believers, the people of the redeemed. So, Lord, through your word this morning, prepare our hearts to meet you this morning as we come together in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord has given us this special way of this table of remembrance that began with our Lord Jesus himself and continues on. The church has celebrated the celebration of the Lord's table and communion for over 2,000 years. A way that he's received as Jesus instituted himself when he began on that last night before he went to the cross. And said, I want to share this meal with you before I suffer. And he took the bread and the cup and he blessed it and broke it and gave his disciples to give to us. And we receive this directly from him. It's a timeless table that extends throughout all these generations, year after year. To the generations and the times of the church, we come together to celebrate, to gather together. A table that expands into the past, present, and into the future as we continue to remember what our Lord has done for us. As we think of the timelessness of the table of our Lord that continues to reach out to us even to our day, we thank the Lord as we come this morning because we come to celebrate his provision for us in the past and what he has done for us. Jesus said, Paul writing, quoting Jesus, that he said he took the bread and he took the cup, and when he gave it to his disciples, he said, this is my body, this is my blood, broken and shed for you, and when you do this, do it in remembrance of me. The Lord's table has a dimension to it where it causes us to look back and to be reminded and thank God for his provision in the past of what he's done for us. And his provision in the past through his body broken and his blood shed, that provision of forgiveness and grace. That when he died on the cross, when he shed his blood, he took all of your sins, all of mine, all the sins of all the people who lived before him and came ever since, and he took all those sins on himself. And he paid the price and shed his blood. And when he said, it is finished, that forgiveness is provided and made complete. And as you come this morning and you receive the bread and you receive the cup, thank God for his provision of a full and complete forgiveness. That our sins have been buried, they're put in the past, and the Lord remembers them no more. Praise God. And the blood of Christ washes them away. His forgiveness of that full, complete, provision of full forgiveness and redemption. That he brought us back, and we belong to him. All that he's done for us in the past, his provision of grace, and I thank the Lord that the scripture says that where sin abounded, God's grace abounded all the more. That every single day, God's grace is restored to us and provided for us. And his grace is greater than our sin. His grace is sufficient for us in times of need and in times of weakness when we feel we can't make it through another day. His grace is sufficient for us in those times. And his provision of grace is limitless, and it never wears out. So come to the table this morning thanking God for his provision for you in the past. All he's done as we look back, as you look back over your life, and you can see his hand being there through the good and the bad, that he's never forsaken, he's never abandoned, but he's been there lovingly, gently guiding and directing us, keeping us in his care. His provision of blessing, his provision of fine, all that he's done, all that we have is because of him. Every day is a gift from him. Do this in remembrance of me, in remembrance of who I am, of my love that I've shown you, of my forgiveness that I've provided, of my grace that is greater than your sin, of my provision that never wears out and is limitless. Do this in remembrance of me, thanking him for his provision of the past. But secondly, his table's timeless because we come to celebrate his table as we remember his presence with us today. That not only is he present in the past and provided he is with us now, and Jesus, as he shared the Lord's table, with his first disciples. He took it and he said, I want to share this meal with you and fellowship with you. Around the table, and he said, take the bread and broke it. He said, eat from it, all of you, because I want you to experience my presence and fellowship with me. And as we come to the Lord's table this morning, we come to sit at the table and have communion and fellowship with our Lord, who's present with us now. He's present with us through the Holy Spirit who lives within you. He's present with us as we come together to worship. And his presence surrounds his table, and his presence surrounds us. And we come in communion with our Lord. And Paul was reminding the church of that. From verses 27 to 34, he said, so therefore, because we're doing this in remembrance of him, when we come to the Lord's table, we need to come in that proper frame of mind, realizing that we are in the presence of God, that our Lord is present with us, and we are having communion with him. And he said, if we eat at the table of the Lord in an unworthily manner, we're guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of Christ, and we need to examine ourselves. Because if we are in the presence of the Lord, our Lord is holy. And our Lord, nothing impure can come into his presence. And as we come to his table and sit in fellowship with him, we're coming into his presence of the Lord. We come in that communion with him in that time of intimacy, just time of confession in our life, that if there's anything that's standing between us and God, anything between us and a brother or sister in Christ, we need to make that right as we come. And notice it's that communion with Christ, because we are eating with him, we're partaking with him. But he also says, anyone who eats and drinks, verse 29, without recognizing the body of the Lord, you come in an improper way. Now, what was going on in Corinth was there was divisions among them. They were divided in all different factions, and some were coming to the table, and they were eating a lot and not thinking of those behind them, and people behind them were getting hungry, and they weren't thinking about anybody but themselves. And they forgot that they were part of a community of believers, of fellowship. And so coming in the presence of the Lord together, reminding that we're in communion with him and each other. And I ask you this morning, Paul says, if we come to the table without recognizing the body of Christ, we're coming in an improper way. Now I ask you this morning, what is or who is the body of Christ today? It's us, right? Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. Originally, he hung on the cross and he died for us, but today the body of Christ is us. So he said, if we come to the Lord's table without recognizing each other, that we're connected to each other in communion, and God is present in all of our midst, that he's present in each one of us as the body of Christ, he said that we're not in a proper frame of mind. The Lord is present with us. We're communing with him. We're communing with each other as part of the family of God. And as we come together, he is in our midst. So thank him. Remember his provision in the past, but also remember his presence with us today. And coming in a proper relationship with him and one another as we fellowship together. But also the Lord's table is timeless because it reminds us of his promise for the future. That as we partake together and celebrate, it says in verse 26, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. That's the future dimension. And as the Lord gave the table to the first disciples, now 2,000 years later, we're still celebrating it. We're still coming together. And every time we do, it's a reminder of looking forward to the anticipation of the day when all the church will be gathered together around the Lord's great banquet hall in heaven, when we will all sit down together with him around his feast in heaven and enjoy eternal fellowship with him. And Jesus says, every time we do this, yeah, we look back and remembrance, but we look ahead to the promise he's given us. That in my Father's house are many places, dwelling places, and I am going to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you will be also. And the church will be gathered together there in glory, in his presence, where there's no suffering, no separation, and fellowshipping eternally with Him. Isn't that a glorious promise? And that's part of what we look forward to. That's the timeless dimension of this table, of this promise that He's given us, celebrating it until He comes, until He gathers the church together and takes us all home with Him. And we enjoy that eternal celebration for all time. So the Lord has laid it out before us and given this to us this morning. So come this morning in celebration, because that's what we are going to do. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And it's a time of joy. It's a time of celebration. Thanking God for His provision in the past. Remembering that He is present with us now. And the promise of His hope that He's providing for us for the future. So as we prepare to come to the Lord's table, as we always do at communion Sunday, we're going to pause for a prayer, a confession, a consecration. And let's give our time to prepare ourselves to meet with the Lord at His table this morning. So let's bow our heads where we're seated. Let's just give you a moment of silence if you need to prepare your heart before the Lord. If there's something you need to confess, if there's something you need to make right, as we come before the Lord's table this morning. Our Father, we thank You for bringing us together. We thank You first for calling us to Yourself in salvation. We thank You for Your wondrous love that You have freely given and demonstrated through Jesus. That love that knows no bounds or limits, that love that dawned of us first. That love that laid aside, You're willing to lay aside the glory that You were rightly deserving of, taking on the form of a servant, going to the cross and dying for us. We thank You for that provision of grace that we don't deserve, that You freely forgave because we ask You, and You have taken our sins away. We thank You for the blood that was shed, Your body broken, the provision for us in the past that continues to extend to us now, and Your forgiveness is granted for all time. So, Father, we ask as we come to Your table this morning that You are present with us. We come into Your holiness. Lord, that You look within our heart and our prayers, that You would search us, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in us. And reveal that to us and lead us into the way of life everlasting, as the psalmist David prayed. And, Father, we thank You that when we confess our sin, You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from righteousness, and that's what the blood and the body represents. And Father, we come in communion with You, but also in communion with one another, recognizing the body of Christ, that we are a part of each other, that we are connected to You and connected to each other. We care for and love one another in unity. And Lord, we recognize that we are a part of Your body today. So that You are present among us as the head and the Lord of the church. So together we come into Your presence around the table that You prepared for all of us to receive of You in celebration. And Lord, we look forward to the day that we will join You at Your table in heaven. When You take all the church home, when You take Your bride home, and we are with You around Your table, feasting and dining with You again. And those who are so thank You, Lord, for this timeless table that reaches down to the past and present and into the future, calling us to You. And Lord, we thank You for the bread, a visible reminder of Your body broken for us. We consecrate it to You as we partake and receive with thanksgiving this morning. And Father, we thank You for the cup, a visible reminder of Your bloodshed. We consecrate it to You this morning that as we partake, Lord, Your spirit, Your presence will surround it in a special way, that our hearts will be refreshed and encouraged as we feast on You by faith, and we are nourished again. So, Lord, thank You for providing this table. Thank You for providing Your grace and the way of salvation through Jesus. Now prepare us as we come to meet with you in response to your invitation to gather together before you. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.